This is Dr. Zahid, Z-H-I-D, Sheikh, S-H-E-I-K-H, dictating on patient J-A-M-E-E-L-A, J-A-M-E-E-L-A-H. Last name is Callaway, C-A-L-L-O-W-A-Y. Data service, 12/20/2012. On 12/17/2012, patient was involved in a motor vehicle accident. Patient was a driver. The other vehicle came at a significant speed and rear-ended the patient's car. Patient stopped at a light. Patient was wearing a seatbelt. There was no airbag deployment. Patient stated she got significant injuries after the accident. Patient review past medical history, sorry, patient review systems. Patient states that after the accident, she is getting some headaches. She has insomnia. Also, she's complaining of neck pain, which is dull in nature. Basically, sometimes she gets numbness or tingling down the arms. No chest pain, no difficulty in breathing, no abdominal pain, no nausea, no vomiting, no diarrhea. Also, she's complaining of dull lower back pain, numbness going down the right leg. It hurts when she moves. And also, she's stating that she's having difficulty on bending. And when she does bend, the pain gets worse. New paragraph. Past medical history, adult illness, asthma. No surgeries. Drug allergies, none. Does not smoke. Occasional alcohol. Immunizations up to date. Physical exam, weight is 238 pounds. Height is 5'4". Blood pressure is 124/84, pulse 76, respiratory is 20, temperature 98.1, pulse ox is 98%. Scalp, there was no scalp tenderness, pupils were not reactive to light, TMs within normal limits, negative nasal discharge, negative nasal bony tenderness, oral mucosa was moist, neck, trachea was midline, negative thyromegaly, negative C-spinous process tenderness, positive muscle spasm, bilateral cervical area, right and left lateral flexion of the neck elicits discomfort, anterior and posterior flexion also elicits some discomfort. Suprascapular bilateral area muscle tension, chest wall, no chest wall discomfort, clear to auscultation, no wheezing, no ronchi, heart with regular rate rhythm, no murmur, abdomen soft, non-tender, extremities, circumduction of the right and left shoulder elicits discomfort, radial pulse was equal bilateral, left hand grip appeared to be slightly weaker than the left, finger to thumb opposition within normal limits, negative T-spinous process tenderness, positive muscle spasm, thoracic paravertebral area, negative L-I spinous process tenderness, positive positive paravertebral muscle spasm bilateral in the lumbosacral area, straight leg raising elicits lumbosacral area discomfort bilateral, deep tenor reflex is equal bilateral upper lower extremities, finger to nose test was equally compatible bilateral. Impression was closed head injury, number 2 was cephalgia, number 3 was cervical sprain, number 4 was lumbosacral sprain. New paragraph was closed head injury and cephalgia. We'll get an MRI of the brain and get appropriate consultation as deemed necessary. Cervical sprain, lumbosacral sprain, Motrin, 600 milligrams every 8 hours. Physical therapy three times per week for 6 to 8 weeks. New paragraph, patient is advised to return in 4 weeks for reevaluation.